everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Jerome Grand in Jerome, Arizona. Now we switched it up on you just a little bit, trying to keep it interesting. But if you're interested in finding out more information about other haunted locations, check out our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghosts of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Today, we're going to talk about Dean Hill in Kempville, Tennessee. Alan, can you give us some background on the area?
Well, first, let me back up and talk about a Chicago businessman who will forever be tied to the area first. In November 1932, wealthy Chicago businessman Joseph F. Hurt went down to Pompano, Florida, on some land along the Atlantic Ocean he was developing. In the 1930s, Florida wasn't humming with tourists like it is now. Without air conditioning, wealthy people opted to go to Mineral Springs resorts instead of the beach in that era. But after his company, the Forest Products Engineering Company, produced wooden airline propellers during World War I, Hurt was looking to invest some of his money. Like a lot of other people who owned factories, Hurt made a fortune through government contracts and decided to build a resort with his rich friends, who, like him, wanted to go south for the winter.
Hurt was an amateur pilot, but since he had a lot of money, he trained to fly his small plane back and forth from Florida to his home in Chicago a few times a year. On this trip, Hurt took his wife Inez, along with her friend, a widow named Elizabeth Hunter, as well as her son Robert and daughter, also named Inez, to Florida for a winter vacation. After stopping at an airport near Murfreesboro, Tennessee, he got fuel and made their way to Florida. On the night in question, Hurt somehow got confused in some bad weather and ventured some 300 miles off course and found himself flying over Smith County, Tennessee. If you know anything about Smith County in Carthage, Tennessee, it's actually where former Vice President Al Gore is from. In fact, when you come into town, there's a big sign that you can't miss touting their native son who became the Vice President of the United States.
Now, Carthage is 80% farmland. I have family that grew tobacco crops and sold livestock for several generations, and that was their livelihood. But in addition to the abundant farmland in the area, there are equal amounts of hills and hollers. If you aren't from the country and don't know what the holler is, it's a low point in between two hills or mountains. Anyway, something went majorly wrong that night as Hurt was flying his plane to Florida. As someone who has driven those back roads at night, I can testify about how dark they can really be. There aren't streetlights back in the hills today, so I can only imagine how dark it was that late fall night in 1932, with high winds, dark clouds, and rain falling all around. A local man named Odell Brooks was out hunting possums the night of November 10th. When he got back to his house that night, Brooks claimed to see an airplane circling his house. To make things even stranger, he heard someone yelling down to him. Brooks couldn't figure out what the voice was saying and eventually headed off towards Dean Hill. Typically, people in that area didn't see a lot of airplanes, but that night, other people in neighboring towns such as Gordonsville and Alexandria also heard the plane flying some 50 feet over their houses and made out that a woman inside was asking for light to guide the plane. Disoriented and unable to see where he was flying, Hurt's plane slammed violently into the side of a large hill in Kempville, known as Dean Hill, just outside of Carthage.
Unfortunately, due to the terrain and darkness, it was almost midnight before the 15-man search team could get to the victims. Hurt was killed instantly, and his body was found pinned in the plane. In fact, Hurt was said to not have a single bone in his body that wasn't broken. Inez Hurt, as well as the widow and her children, were thrown from the plane and all died instantly. However, the 2-year-old Inez somehow managed to survive due to being cradled in the arms of her dead mother.
When they found the young girl, she was hanging on after suffering a massive head wound. She was taken down the hill by a sled to the road and rushed to a local doctor who tended to her, but there wasn't much to be done. The little girl succumbed to her injuries around 7 a.m. the following morning. After the bodies were recovered, and taken into Carthage, an undertaker embalmed them and prepared them for burial. However, 2 days later, a business associate of Hertz arrived in town and claimed the bodies and made arrangements to have them returned to Chicago. Ever since the tragic accident, people who have been on Dean Hill have claimed to hear moaning and what sounds to be like a little girl crying. While researching this, I heard from numerous people in Carthage and Kentville who reached out to me claiming that they, or a family member, have heard it firsthand. I actually drove up to Dean Hill and checked out the area for myself. I didn't hear any crying or moaning, but I did hear some cows and bulls that were on the property. As I walked around, I got the sense that it would be easy to get disoriented if I wasn't familiar with the terrain. There aren't any landmarks to go by, and had Hurt flown out far enough, he would have had been able to see the Cumberland River. Where the crash took place, it was one hill after another, and with storm winds, clouds, high winds, rain, and darkness, Hurt really didn't have a chance. After the bodies were recovered from the crash site, a ledger was found in the plane. In it was a record of the fuel Hurt bought in Murfreesboro. A note was also found. On this piece of paper, Hurt scribbled out what had happened in just one word: lost. In addition to Dean Hill, I also heard from other people that live in the area who have claimed to see a man walking the roads on the hills late at night. There are some hairpin turns, and some of the roads are barely wide enough for one car, so I have no doubt whatsoever that there have been some bad accidents back in the hills and hollers of Carthage and Kentville over the years. If you do go up to Kentville to check out Dean Hill, you're only a 20-minute drive from the Thomas House in Red Bull and Springs. Some say that's the most haunted place in Tennessee, and we will be doing a podcast on that pretty soon.
We hope you enjoyed the episode on Dean Hill. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in Middle Tennessee, download the Nashville Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Ghost of Gallatin, and Haunted Hotels. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we talk about the Pink Palace in Louisville, Kentucky.
After stopping at an airport near Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Hurt got fuel. I think it just sounds weird. Hurt got fuel. Hurt got fuel.
Hurt got fuel.
A local man named Odell Brooks was out hunting possum.
What? That's what they did.
What?
This is Smith County, Tennessee.
What's that expecting?
It's the 1930s.
A local man named Odell Brooks was out hunting possums that night.
You can't do it, can you? Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I think you probably should. I don't know if I can get a straight face saying hunting possums.
A local man named Odell Brooks was out hunting possums the night of November. I can't do it either.
Unfortunately, due to the terrain and darkness, it was almost midnight before the 15-man search team could get to the victims. Hurt was killed instantly, and his body was found pinned in the place.
Pinned in the plane.
Wait, this is... Okay.